Welcome to the Cheer Bomb Podcast with your hosts, Marcus and Marisol. We are strong, powerful, disciplined. We are cheerleaders.
Hello, Marcus.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Back.
This feels so weird.
It does feel really weird.
I was thinking about this as I was getting ready to record with you. And I was thinking about, like, you know, updating since April. So the last time we recorded was actually March. We posted in April, mm-hmm. right before DT Summit. And I haven't done a podcast since then.
Same.
So this seems so weird to me. But I missed it. I didn't realize how much I missed it till I started planning for this podcast.
Until I put these headphones in and I heard my voice during sound check.
How are you doing?
I am so good. Living a dream. Living a dream.
So this is a special edition, Dear Marcus and Marisol.
Yes.
Episode. We're going to do this month in October, and we're going to do another one next month.
Yes.
And then our season two kicks off on November 30th.
That Friday.
It'll be episode 17. Isn't that exciting?
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited.
And
that's the weekend of our first competition. I'm sure a lot of people's first competitions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that'll be really exciting.
Within a week or two, I feel, when I looked at the calendar. We have some wonderfully exciting guests coming on for season two. We have a few that we can kind of confirm because we've already confirmed with them. Mm-hmm. We have Ava Atkinson coming.
Cheer Athletics, Miss Ma'am.
We have Inside Cheer. I'm excited for them.
That's really exciting.
I want to just ask them so many questions.
Yeah.
We have the official Black Girls Cheer.
Yes.
Organization coming on. I'm excited for that.
That is going to be so awesome.
And then, do you want to say the last?
Miss Kenley Pope is going to be here.
Yay.
And you know, I'm so like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this for like 13 years.
And we have some other guests that we have, I believe, Inspire Athletics coming on.
I'm so excited for them. I used to actually cheer with John and Kevin.
Oh, sweet.
Like a long time ago. So this is like their second year. And
didn't they win Summit? I believe first year.
They're so awesome. They're so talented. I'm so proud of them.
So
that's going to be really exciting.
So I'm excited for season two.
Yes.
And I think we have some other...
you know, we have some stuff.
We have some stuff coming down the pike that shall be exciting. So what's up with you since April? What's been going on with you?
Since April?
You're heading the prep team at your gym.
I got a new program. This is Cheer Infinity's second year doing prep, having a prep program. And so, yeah, I am going to be the head of our prep program. That's really exciting. I'm really excited. It's going to be so much fun. Just to show everyone like my love for cheer. And I hope that like gives off to like some other people.
So, yeah, I did not. I've had a rough summer.
Really?
I was thinking about, as I was making notes for the program, I was like, it actually, in April, we went to D2 Summit, and mm-hmm. that weekend was the weekend my mom fell ill. Mm-hmm. And I just had a complete slide in my life from then, basically from that moment.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so my mother passed away, which... was not easy.
No, I believe that.
And she was in hospice for a while, and I was with her in hospice. So that was pretty much the highlight of my summer. Mm. So that was, you know, not.
I was gone a couple weeks.
Yeah. And then Kevin and I broke up. So.
What?
I know. It's just long distance. He won't listen to this. I could tell the truth, but but I'm going with the short answer. so that happened, and I my book, I was threatened with legal action, so I had to shelve the production of the book that I had written.
Which is how we started this.
And that all happened within the span of these last few months. So I was thinking about, and it, I just want to say, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer because life now is great again. But, you know, for a while there, it was not great.
No.
And then I was, as I was making notes, I'm like, man, is there a correlation? No podcasting? Unhappy. But no, it, you know, that's part of life. It's the life cycle. And I'm on the other side of it. And it was very sweet. I had a lot of people within the Cheerbomb community reach out to me. I guess there's some people that have some parents who follow me on my personal Facebook that kind of were aware of what was going on. Yeah. And, you know, reached out to me. Some of our wonderful guests from last season reached out. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we have some awesome support from...
We seriously do.
All over people like listening.
Well, yeah, because the end of my crappy summer ended with Hurricane Florence that hit us directly.
Like, literally, directly, like, on top of us. And I didn't think about... Like, I knew that there was, like, something going on out there, but I didn't realize the severity of it. And, like, until, like, the weekend before we left.
Yeah.
We left on a Wednesday. And that weekend, we went to, I think we went to, like, Calabash, and we were talking to Cody's grandparents.
Yeah.
And they were like, what? No. Like, get out of there now.
Yeah. Well, it, I mean, for listeners, because we have listeners all around the world, which is, you know, lovely.
And Florence, I know Florence was all over, so,
yeah.
So some of them may.
You may, maybe or may not, a hurricane came, and it was it hit Wilmington directly. It came in as a hurricane, Category 1.
Yeah.
But it was so large, and our community was hit so hard.
It was.
By the flooding. So many homes. I'm blessed. A couple trees in the backyard I lost, and my pool obviously didn't fare well. But we were fine. We were all safe and lucky and great. But a lot in our community.
Yeah.
A lot in our community. You lost everything.
Oh, my God. One of my really good friends, I've known her for, dang, I'm 29 now. We were like 11. Mm-hmm. So like 17, 18 years. Her and her little family. She has two little boys and a husband, like 5 feet underwater.
It's been, and we're still, I mean, I think, my kids didn't go to school for 17 days. They just went back last week. Mm-hmm.
Some in like the Topsail area
are still not.
Is still not in school. They don't know when they'll go back. Know,
we live in this beautiful beach side county, and it's not so beautiful right now. If you drive, it looks a little bit like a war zone. There's just, you know, I don't know if war zone might be an exaggeration, but
when I first came back, it was madness. It was wild.
We're still
And that was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. There's still, I mean, you can't really drive on the right side of any road because there's all the debris, the tree debris is still, you know, piled in the streets. And like
UNCW doesn't even go into school until the 8th.
I know.
And they've been out. They've been out for like 3-4 weeks.
So yeah. So that was a you know, a shock to our system here in town. Yeah. But I've got to give a shout out to our Cheerbomb winners. Our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Cheerbomb winners allowed us to the money that we had put aside for
their photo shoots.
They donated, you know, back so that we were able to do gift cards for people that lost everything.
That's so awesome.
So thank you. All, you know, we are beyond grateful to all of you for supporting us and helping us out. And we're still collecting gift cards. So if you want to mail them, I've been volunteering with the United Way, taking intakes, and the reason I settled kind of on doing that is you're talking to these people and they're telling you, you know, like, for example, I was there, was it last Saturday? Last Saturday or the Saturday before, and, you know, it's been weeks since the storm hit us, but their apartment buildings had just gotten condemned, you know, because of mold or whatnot. So all these people lost, were given eviction notices. So, you know, a friend of mine who works for the United Way had given me the idea of giving gift cards to, you know, people that I've identified as supremely in need, because they're waiting, you know, maybe they're waiting for FEMA to write them a check or approval, or United Way to cut them a check, or Red Cross, all these services. So just to give them a $20 gift card to Walmart or Target or anywhere so that they can have the dignity of shopping for what they might want or need versus waiting to, you know, for the help. Just, it felt good to do that.
That's awesome.
So thank you. Thank you, everyone who has sent something. If you do, please make sure to DM us with your address and we'll send you a free Cheer Bomb shirt, because we're still in recovery. And I think we're going to be in recovery for a while.
For a good bit.
So thank you to that. But yeah, that's been my update. I'm hoping everything is, you know, my juju's better. My energy's better. And I'm excited. I'm excited for season two.
This is going to be so much fun.
So we decided to do we were hoping to have done a live podcast over the summer, but obviously with everything going on in my life, that did not happen. But we wanted to do two special editions leading up to season two opener on November 30th. To catch up on the Dear Marcuses and Marisols, because I get kind of anxious when we get these and we don't reply. Excuse me, we don't reply back. Because I don't want, you know, if they took the time to send us something, I want them to know.
Yeah, we actually got it. And we're listening, we're watching.
And some of these I batched because there are a couple common themes. So if you don't hear yours specifically, but you'll probably hear the theme. So you ready? You ready for our special edition, Dear Marcus and Marisol?
Let's do this.
All right. Our first one. This is from Flyer Heavy Team. My dear daughter has flown for 7 years on All-Star. She is on level 4 this year with 3 stunt groups and originally 5 flyers. 3, including her, were on level 4 last season, and the other 2 were level 2 and do not have level 4 tumbling. It's the only senior team, so they had to go on it. My problem is that my daughter and one other from level 4 last year are not in numerous stunts because they can tumble. It seems to them that they are being punished for having the skills needed for the team. On top of that, after paying all summer, practicing all summer, and giving up vacations to be at practice and routine camp, they brought in another flyer last night, and another is all capitalized. At what point do you say as a gym owner, I am sorry, we do not have a spot for you this year? It seems to me as a parent that has sacrificed family time and money to be there, those kids should have seniority. And yes, these 2 flyers can hit the stunts if given the chance. On top of all this, the coach is close to the other flyer from last year's team level 4, and that child flies in every single stunt. And she is the smallest flyer and has the most stacked stunt group and is the only one to keep the same group all summer. I don't know how to handle this. Afraid if I address it with the owner and coach, they will resent my kid. But at the same time, I'm paying for a service. And I'm not happy with the services, but have invested too much this season to leave. Please, please, please help. Frustrated cheer mom. Hashtag, the sport can make a mom crazy. I love that hashtag.
So the mom can make the sport crazy. Okay. First, can I start with?
It's all you, babe.
Nobody is out to get your daughter. Okay? Nobody is out to get your daughter. And that goes for all parents. Nobody is out to get your daughter. As a coach and choreographer, I choreograph a routine for the team, not for an individual. So your daughter can tumble, so she's tumbling. She's not in the air. The other two that are in the air can't tumble, so what are they going to do? Are they just going to stand behind the stunt? Are they going to walk around and just dance? No, they're in the air because they can do it, and your daughter is on the floor tumbling, so she can get them points. I don't get.
Okay, so I'm going to counter you. Mm-hmm. This is why we balance each other out.
Yes, this is awesome.
Because I understand, I can feel her frustration where she's feeling that she might be, or her daughter might feel like she's being punished for not, or being punished for having the skills. I agree with your point, because I feel that what we lose, you know, a focus on is it's a team sport. Mm-hmm. So it's not an individual. You're not, mm-hmm. you don't really create something around one person. You're creating around the whole team. So you have to look at it collectively. So I agree with that. I would say though, and this might be specific to cheer, is this whole flyer obsession.
It is.
You know,
I want to be a flyer, but I'm not up there. I'd be good. Girl, I'd be good too.
I've had my daughter fly and I've had my daughter not fly. And I personally, and you know, her and I joke about this. I love it when she's not flying. I have a much more enjoyable season when she's not flying than when she flies. When she flies, I can't even watch her without.
I feel like when I coach Lola on senior team and I'd see her like in the air and they're just like, be like a little jolt, and you know, like it's gonna happen. It happens naturally when like something happens like under you. You're gonna like jolt with it, and I feel like I looked behind me and I saw you, and you are almost on the ground.
I personally,
she thought she was coming down.
It's the whole thing. It's not even as a mother's perspective. From my perspective, it's. I'm really in tune with how I feel. Like, that's one thing I can say about myself is I'm very in touch with my feelings. And when she's flying, I'm a nervous wreck. And it's not, I'm going to be honest with you, it's not because she's going to fall that I have, that's not where my fear comes from. My fear is that she's going to fall and lose the competition or mm-hmm. lose points for the team. It's not her safety. I'm scared of that. I mean, I've always been able, I always feel like I've trusted, you know, her bases and stuff like that. It's the attention that the flyer gets mm-hmm. in, you know, going back to this post, that scares me, because it's sort of like, the flyer is the end all. I mean, I know a flyer from a team hit it every single competition. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Then, this last competition did not hit it, and everyone forgot about every other competition where that child basically got us to where we were. But at that competition where she didn't hit it, it was all eyes
all
on her.
All her fault.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that as a parent. It personally. So I'm saying is I don't understand as a sport why we obsess about the flyer position, why we give it that power. It's a team sport. Mm-hmm. And you can be an amazing, amazing cheerleader and not be a flyer. Look at Bethany. You know, we had mm-hmm. her on last season at our cheer bomb winner, Ashley. We mm-hmm. have amazing cheerleaders who are not flyers. So that, I mean, I might be silly to say that, but I hope that that's something that we can evolve on as a sport mm-hmm. is not focus, give that position so much power. It's one position amongst many
on that floor.
But going back to flyer heavy team, you know, my advice would be as a parent, and I've given this advice to my daughter is, okay, you're disappointed. You didn't get XYZ, you didn't get the team you wanted, you didn't get the position you wanted, whatever it is that you didn't get, that's an opportunity for you to grow and mm-hmm. learn something about yourself and something about, you know, what you want or need. If you want to be a flyer, then, you know, go do your flyer privates mm-hmm. and focus on that. And
or I heard stunt groups are coming back. That'd be fun. Like stunt group, like individuals. Uh-huh. That'd be really fun. I want to bring him back. If you want Stunt Group individuals to come back, DM me and let's start a petition.
Okay. I'm looking, giving you that blank look because I have no idea what that means.
Okay. So individuals, mm-hmm. They used to be like really big. Like the 90s and like early 2000s, you don't really see them as much anymore. But sorry, I have to get used to the microphone again. there were like different like categories. So you can do like just like one person just go around and like they would like do a cheer. They would dance, jump, and tumble. Everything except for like the stunning portion on the score sheet. Or you can do like a stunt group individual, and I would just, yeah. I think individuals were like a minute and a half. Oh. I don't remember, but
so it was a whole category within the competition. So cool.
Yeah. They would normally do it like really early in the morning or for like 2 day competitions that like Friday night maybe. Mm-hmm. But, like my cousin, Darnell used to do one and he was good. I mean, like he still is good, but he was good.
Yeah. Well, that would be good because that would maybe satisfy a lot, you know, the need for a lot of people that want to fly and
let's bring individuals back, y'all. I'm start here a petition. For it. DM us.
So Flyer Heavy, I would say first, if you need to speak to the gym owner and the coach, if you're feeling unsatisfied or you would like to discuss that with them, I'm saying this is an individual decision between you, knowing your relationship with that business owner, mm-hmm. and the team, if it's worth it for you to do it or not. I kind of want to land on the side of the coaches here as far as how they place people, because it's a team sport. As far as the favoritism portion, that's just cheerleading politics. And I try to stay away from that as much as possible, as you know.
I tried to stay away from it as much as possible, but I'm in the wrong sport.
So if a coach has a favorite, if there's a coach who's family or a business owner who's family friends with members of their gym, there is nothing you can do about that, but hope that, you know, it's all good. I mean, you can't tell people not to be friends with people. You can't tell people not to favor people. Mm-hmm. There's no advice I can give you on that. You'd have to really weigh your relationship with that mm-hmm. business owner, how comfortable you are,
and be prepared for my answer.
Yeah. And you know,
a lot of the time that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. So if Marcus seemed a little harsh with you, it's just a preparation for what you might face.
Was that harsh?
No, I'm just teasing you. But I would caution you before bringing it up to them. I think it might be late because this came in over the summer. Because it's their gym, it's their rules. And if you're lucky enough that you have a gym where they are very open to receiving information from the parents and you have that good energy, you know, exchange, go for it. If you're writing to us, I'm thinking not. So I would say enjoy the year, make the best of it. Don't be resentful because that's just that just will drag that whole year on. Mm-hmm. It's just gonna, you know, it's from what I can gather from this, email is, you know, a lot of them were from this team previously. They're probably one of those where you don't have an option to go to another gym next mm-hmm. year close by. So you've got to weigh all of that. There's a lot of variables in that. So just, you know, pray on it, meditate on it, and make your decision from a centered, grounded place mm-hmm. is what I would suggest.
I like it.
All right. Next one. Okay. Cheer cost.
Ooh, that sounds
And this one actually we had multiple. So this is one of the ones that we're going to speak to it. And I think we're probably going to try to find a guest to talk about the cost of cheerleading at some point. Okay, cheer costs. Thank you for giving us parents a place to vent.
Okay.
Wasn't our intention.
But you're welcome.
But thank you. On your episode with Robert Sienna, you told about a mom that was in debt because of cheer. I could totally relate. I'm also in huge credit card debt because of cheer. The travel alone costs us more than we make in our two-income family. Why is cheer so expensive? My girls love it, and it is such a part of their life, but it's killing us financially. Any help?
I like to say that just like doctors and hospitals, they are allowed to charge us that much because they can, because they know we need it. They know that we need this to live. I need cheerleading to live. So those hotels are going to charge us $2 million for one night stay every weekend.
Well, I completely agree on the cost. And I'm in a smaller size gym. We don't do air travel. Except, you know, if you choose to, when we went to Summit, mm-hmm. And it's still expensive.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of little costs that you don't even think about, like, you know, gifts and, you know,
snacks on the way. That was my big thing.
You know, the amount of practice wear for, like, if you do get a bid, mm-hmm. all these add on.
Amount of practice wear just in the beginning of the summer.
Yeah, everything.
No, it's expensive.
It's an expensive sport. And last season we had this running joke that we would never say varsity's name. We would say, you know, we wouldn't say their name because we were scared mm-hmm. of them. And now I'm not kind of scared because they've been bought out. They're nothing to be bought. They sold. Mm-hmm. So it's a bunch of investment bankers now that own varsity. So,
yes.
So they're probably not listening to our podcast. but I don't understand the business model of cheerleading. Like, I feel like, I'll say as a parent, I resent paying when I get to a competition, like to pay to go see my child.
Yeah.
The hotel prices, and I know this because I've done this myself. I know the price of the weekend before, the price mm-hmm. of the weekend after, and the price if I don't, am not going in as a cheerleader, as you know, for cheerleader. So the way that occurs is not okay with me, mm-hmm. you know. And I think like this year they even changed it where you can't, I might be wrong, so keep me honest if I'm not, but you can't even, like, if you have a friend or a family living in that town and you could used to be able to get, you know, a wave from,
oh yeah, and not stay at the hotel.
Yeah, I think this year I heard that you couldn't do that, that's been done away with.
Really? See, it's just a money thing.
So I'm going to say there's there's a sense to me that it's not fair and it's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's making all the money. And I don't even think it's the, like, I look at gym owners and stuff. I look at how it and I don't understand the way the flow of money is going on. A lot of people spend a lot of money, but where is it going?
Yeah.
And there's so many mom and pop businesses that have been born, including Cheer Bomb, to try to cover cheerleading expenses separately, mm-hmm. because it's a beast. So going back to cheer costs, I can't answer why it's so expensive. I don't know.
No, it is, and it's silly.
But as far as going into debt, again, we had a few of these mm-hmm. come up because I think we kind of maybe made fun of that mom who was in debt from it. And I think that might have rubbed some people wrong because they're in debt from cheerleading.
That mom.
Well, that mom was specific.
Yeah. She hid it from her husband.
Yeah, that was the crazy part.
And then the husband came to the gym with a gun. She was on some other stuff.
That's a whole other level.
This is innocent. This is pure love for your child.
Yeah. And I can't give financial advice because literally I know about 10 people that would call in and be like, what the hell are you doing? I can't give you financial advice, but I can say... I think the key, it's very simple, is spend less than you make. Mm-hmm. And if you're not making enough to pay for this, then hustle, find something else. If you really want to do this for your kid, figure out another source of income. But getting into debt, which I was looking at some stats before we came on, it's the American way seems to be debt. I was kind of shocked by the numbers, but that's not sustainable. It's not healthy, and it's not healthy for you. You know, eventually you hope your children grow up and, you know, have their own life and mm-hmm. own income. We all need to be making sure we're preparing ourselves for when we're older mm-hmm. and saving. And that's not something, I mean, it's not something that a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was laughing. I say the word budget sometimes, you know,
ugh.
That's the reaction.
I hate that word. them's fighting words.
Well, you know, other people have said that too. I joked with Lola this summer. She was at Woodward, and she mm-hmm.
Go ahead and tell that story.
Yeah, she used up her allotment for, you know, food and extracurricular activities. I believe in 2 days. I believe I'm not exaggerating. Mm. It was 2 days.
That's what I was told.
What it was for, what we gave her for 2 weeks was spent in 2 days. And that was really eye opening. So then she was put.
They need to have accountants at Woodward.
Well, she was.
I'm sure that happens a lot.
Well, she was put on a budget after that. So it was like, well, obviously, you didn't understand. and she was funny because she posted something on Facebook, some meme or something about not liking budgets. You know, not liking mm-hmm. to be on a budget. But I would counter with. It's something we all need to learn how to do. It's not something that's taught to us. I know for a fact I was never taught in school, nor high school nor college, no. How to balance a checkbook.
No.
I
knew how to write a check. That's where they get us. They tell you how to write it. They don't tell you how to, like,
yeah,
portion it out.
So my advice on this is... It's general for anyone, and for the kids listening as they grow up, in case they haven't heard that, you have a relationship with money, just like you have a relationship with people. Mm-hmm. There's a relationship with money. You want to make that relationship as healthy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's that great Bob Marley quote, don't chase, if you're chasing dollars or numbers, they're infinite, so you're always chasing it. So I'm not necessarily saying money is the end all. Money is just an exchange for services or products.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't afford to pay for your child's activities, I'm not saying give up or pull that child. I'm saying find an alternate, you know, source of income and have your child help with it too. But going into debt with no plan of how you're going to pay for it, mm-hmm. That's a snowball. And with the interest rates on credit cards, you're talking 19 to, you know, 20 some percent. It quickly can, you know, a $10,000 debt can very quickly become 40 grand in a year. So to everyone involved, if you find yourself in this position, I would highly recommend looking at your relationship with money. In this day and age with technology, you don't have to go find an investor or a financial advisor. You can go on YouTube and watch videos across any subject, any manner to educate yourself on how to budget,
mm-hmm.
how to save, and how much you need in your life. So that would be my advice.
I like that. If Marcus words. So another option, if your child like really likes it, I love it when I have like little student helpers in like my Tiny Tumble class or even like a STEM class who I don't know, just maybe get some like volunteer hours.
Yeah.
And if you talk to the gym, maybe like they can put like a credit on that account.
Yeah.
I think that would be if your child is like really like serious about it, mm-hmm. and really likes the sport, really loves being at the gym. I feel like I say this every week. Back when I was cheering, that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to be at the gym. I just liked being around the people, and I would probably just like sit on the wall, mm-hmm. and just like just be there. I just wanted to be there. So if your child is really about the place that she cheers for, then see if she can get some.
Yeah. And you know, you go to these competitions and you see a lot of women who make bows or sell this or sell that. Mm-hmm. And I always, if I can, try, you know, which is probably where Lola gets her problems with spending, help, you know, purchase something, because I can appreciate someone who, I appreciate the hustle. I appreciate anyone who's trying to, generate income to pay for something. So good luck. And we are going to try to, you know, hopefully as we have, more guests come on, maybe talk to people about, you know, why mm-hmm. is this, sport so expensive? And as it blows up,
that could be one of my fire questions.
Yeah. Okay, so that takes us into our next Dear Marcus and Marisol. Oh, I love this one. Yay. Dreaming big or just dreaming? Dear Marcus and Marisol, I love, all capital, listening to your podcast. I'm a 31-year-old Aussie who's new to All-Star Cheer and freaking love it. I'm single and no children, so considering I've been living under a rock for several years, I feel like why not get into the sport I absolutely love? I am in an open level 1 semi-competitive team and loving it, but I don't want to stop there. I want to continue climbing the ladder and getting to as high level as I possibly can. I know I'm a dreamer, but I don't see being a certain age stop me from doing something I love. I would love to make it to a level 5 or 6 team to get to Worlds. That's the dream. I realize life could go different for me considering my age. I may meet my dream man and I might have children, but why should I stop? What I want to ask you is, am I dreaming big or just dreaming? Am I being unrealistic or should I fight? From late starter. I love this post. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it for several reasons. A, because she loves our podcast.
Yes.
B, because she's from Australia.
And we have a lot of listeners in Australia.
A lot of listeners from Australia. That was really
exciting to find out.
And I love this because she loves cheer.
Mm-hmm.
So I know my advice. Do you want to go first? How old? 31.
Girl, where have you been? Girl, I say do it.
Jennifer Lopez is like about to be 50. Mm-hmm. And she not only just got off of like a $100 million run at Vegas, has like a TV show, mm-hmm. her, you know, movie career, her age is... in your mind.
It is.
It is truly in your mind.
Nothing but a number.
Do it. If you love it, if you've found anything in your life that gives you that energy, that vibe of like, mm-hmm. oh, I just love this. That to me is God telling you, this is your thing.
Do it.
So do it. If you love something, if something brings you joy in this world, follow it, pursue it. I think we're so caught up in end results. You know, what's the, like, am I going to make money from this, or mm-hmm. am I going to win, or am I, you know, do it. Don't think about any, just do what feels good to you. Don't focus on other people or on externals. Focus on what feels good to you. That would be my advice.
I love that.
So do it. Please follow up. Let us know.
Yes.
And congratulations and go. I mean, 31 is... nothing.
No, that's me in 2 years.
So,
I'll still be here. And I'll still be doing it.
And, you know, physically, I've seen people do things at much older than that. Mm-hmm. That I'm like, if you're taking care of your body, you're eating healthy, you can do it. You've got that. I mean, yoga-wise, you know, I've seen women in their 60s do things that, you know, kids can't do. Mm-hmm. So, do it. That would be my thing.
That is, yeah. Go for it, BB.
Okay, so this is our last Dear Marcus and Marisol, and this is another theme one, because we got a little blip back towards the end of summer with a few that could kind of fall under this category. So the title of this one is FOMO, which for our parents out there is fear of missing out. I hate summer. I hate school. I hate cheer. All I see on Instagram is everyone hanging out and I'm home alone. Why are people so mean? My whole team got together for a pool party and no one invited me. I know the season is over, but that makes me so upset. And so there was variations of that, of like, I didn't get invited to this. This person's being mean to me on social media. Kind of emails coming through. So I kind of want to talk about the whole thing.
That's so sad.
It is sad. And I was thinking about, I can't imagine being a teen. Like, if I had to go back to my teenage years. Okay, for the youngins out there. We didn't have social media. We had three-way calling. That was the highlight.
Oh, yeah.
where you had to pick up an old-style phone. We didn't have cell phones. You'd call one friend, and then you were able, if you were lucky enough or blessed enough that month to have three-way calling, you'd be able to connect with a third friend. So the three of you could then sit on the phone.
Did you ever do like group ones where like...
Oh yeah,
you would do the three-way, and then someone else would do a three-way, and so it'd be like, oh my god, I feel like I remember doing that.
I didn't have social media, and I'm so grateful. I am so grateful that was not around for me growing up. So I want to start out with saying for this younger generation, your parents, we don't have the tools to parent you through this. No one's given me tools to say, this is how you parent a kid through social media. Because I feel like social media, and what I mean by tools is we don't have examples from our parents or from our generation to say, this is how you handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a problem. I think social media in teenagers is a big problem. It affects self-esteem. It's not real. Social media is not real. It's people presenting a highlight reel of their life. I can say this. Yesterday I was having drinks with my friend at the surf club, and there was a wedding, and there was a group of girls celebrating a 15th birthday. And the party was just the girls meeting at the beach, taking pictures. It was like, and so I actually labeled it, it's an Instagram party.
Okay. Or a Snapchat.
So that group of girls, maybe there's one girl that wasn't invited, sees all those Snapchats and Instagram. And maybe she wasn't invited because there was a limit. Maybe the parent said, I can only afford X number of girls going to this party. Or, you know, whatever reason. But that the girls that weren't invited, watching that on social media, they have this feeling of like, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited. I'm not liked. I'm not popular. Excuse me. And that breaks my heart for these girls, because I just want to go and be like, it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is not reality. Put your phone down. Look at your life. Look at the reality of what's going on in your life. And focus on that. Give that your attention. Who are the friends you actually hang out with? You know, I see teenagers hang out together, use air quotes, and they're on their phones.
Yeah.
So you have to take over, because I'm going to go on a rant here about social media.
I just feel bad.
Yeah, I do. I it's
Well, hopefully there were no ill intentions there.
And that's another thing.
I would
don't
hope
know.
Not.
I don't know. So on a broader level, social
maybe
media,
the invitation got lost in the mail.
I don't know. Or maybe you were purposely left out. That's a long pause on our part. We're like thinking like, what do we say to that?
Yeah.
Look, I have three kids, and I've seen social media, how it has affected our lives. And I can say, I don't know about my son so much, but with my daughters, FOMO is a real thing. fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. You know, this, I'm being left out because these people got together. You wouldn't know that these people had gotten together if it wasn't for social media.
Yeah.
So the assumption that you're not good enough or that you weren't invited or that you were excluded on purpose, if that's your go-to, if that's their first, you know, feelings about it, I would suggest try not to do that. Try not to talk to, not affect your self-esteem, not take it personally, basically. I know, like Facebook, you know, I definitely think Facebook is a highlight reel of, you know, people's vacations mm-hmm. and the achievements of their children. And, you
know, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I just had dinner with you. You're about to be like homeless and get a divorce. But hey, Facebook, you look great. No, I'm teasing. But, I just wish this generation would not take social media as the Bible. Like, it's yeah. the end all be all of who you are or your social circle. 'Cause it's not,
mm-hmm.
it really isn't. It's not, it's literally not real. It's fake.
Even the pictures aren't even real, really them. Everything is filtered. Believe me, I know a filter.
Well, I think every generation has something to overcome. Mm-hmm. And I predict that this generation, the first real generation of kids who have grown up in the social media.
With social media in hand.
Yeah, this is
going to be beginning.
Yeah, this is going to be their cross to bear. Because, you know, like I said, there was a couple of those posts about so-and-so didn't get invited or so-and-so was with so-and-so on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever. Again, I'm just going to go, don't let it. Maya Angelou had this great piece of advice, and she gave this advice to her son. Love yourself, protect yourself, a portion of yourself so much that if anyone externally does or says something that hurts your feelings, you don't let it. You protect yourself. And that's what I would say to these kids is, you know, this, don't take it personally. Like, I won't take it personally that you were just reading a text. No, okay, Marcus got a text as we were. I said that, and he's looking at his text. Pause. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, that would be my advice. It would be not to take things personally and mm-hmm. kind of just check yourself when you start to feel, you know, FOMO or anxiety or, you know, jealousy, get out of that headspace because it's mm-hmm. not healthy for you.
It's not healthy.
No.
At all.
No. That's all I got, Marcus.
Oh, that was fun.
Are you excited for season two?
I really am. I'm excited. I'm so excited to talk to all the people that have said that they wanted to come on the show.
All the interviews coming up?
Yes.
So that's November 30th. Season 2 begins November 30th. And we will post this up and we'll catch up with one more Dear Marcus and Marisol next episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have a guest on that one. Right?
We will.
I think it would be a good idea.
It'll be a surprise.
Yeah. So send us any more Dear Marcus and Marisol. Mm-hmm. You can just, you know, on your phone, go to cheerbomb.com, hit the Dear Mark M&M, I think it's labeled, mm-hmm. and submit. It will come anonymously. We don't know your names, and we will talk about them.
This is so much fun. I missed you.
I missed you too. I did miss you. I love your energy.
Oh.
All right. Well, bye, Marcus.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and be sure to subscribe and review the podcast and by all means, tell all your friends. And as a reminder, if you want to be part of this podcast or sponsor this podcast, contact Marcus and Marisol at officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. Again, officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. huge savings on new and previously leased furnishings. That's right, huge savings. At Court Furniture Clearance Center, choose from our wide variety of new and previously leased furniture and decor for your home or office. You'll find sofas from $199.99 and more. Everything in our 9,000 square foot showroom is Court certified, guaranteed, and in stock, ready for delivery or to take home today. Visit our Chandelier Court Furniture Clearance Center at 13946 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway or go online at courtclearancefurniture.com. Mention Radio 20 and get 20% off.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.